Jerusalem is indeed a city of three faiths, and even within each of those faiths, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, there's a great deal of diversity, and nowhere is this more apparent than when we look at the Christian communities. You have, not in large numbers, but in ancient, historic Christian communities, a kind of microcosm of the Christian world of both East and West, Eastern Orthodox, Oriental Orthodox, a range of Catholic communities, and the most recent arrivals are the various Protestant communities. The presence of such a diverse religious, but not only religious, but also ethnic, cultural diversity in the city requires a great deal of careful attention, even from Ottoman times and into the times of the British Mandate, as well as today under the Israeli government. There have been offices that have tried to facilitate the relations between the diverse religious communities within those communities, and also one should add constant flow of pilgrims from all over the world coming to Jerusalem to visit the principal shrines of Christianity, of Judaism, and Islam.
One of those principal shrines that will be familiar to a lot of Irish people who have gone on pilgrimage is the Holy Sepulchre. And many people will describe being in that shrine and finding people from different faiths coming and sometimes appearing to compete for the space and for the time. Is that how you would see the Holy Sepulchre?
Quite the contrary. Even as one who in my civil capacity had often to mediate in disagreements or disputes that occurred within the shrine between different communities, I still view it as an outstanding, indeed remarkable example of true multiculturalism. When one considers that there are six such diverse Christian communities, the Greek Orthodox, the Armenians, the Catholics, the Ethiopians, the Copts, and the Syrians, all using the same shrine, it's really quite remarkable. And it's true that some people hear the different music, for example, of these diverse communities as a kind of cacophony that hurts the ear. I hear it as a unique kind of harmony, not exactly our Western harmony where everything very smoothly fits together. It's simply a different kind of harmony that for me reflects and echoes the different relationships of God with diverse humanity. We are not all of one make. We are diverse and different, and this comes very apparent in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre.
We often hear that for Christians in Jerusalem and in the Holy Land, that life is becoming more difficult, that they feel themselves to be under pressure or under threat. How do you see the situation currently of Christians in the Holy Land?
Inasmuch as the vast majority of Christians living in the Holy Land today are Arab Christians, they find themselves in a situation of a minority within a minority. As Arabs, they are a minority within Israeli society, and within Arab society, they are a small percentage of that society, which is dominantly Muslim. Overall, within the State of Israel, and this is more or less the statistics in the Palestinian territories, they are less than 2% of the population, or less than 8% of the Arab population. And this puts them indeed in a very precarious position, which I believe requires careful attention both on the part of Jews and on the part of Muslims in the land to recognize the very precarious position and situation in which these Christians find themselves, to be sensitive to them, to be sensitive to their concerns, concerns which are born out of a history, a very, very long history of being minorities, so very different than would be the experience of Christians and particularly Catholics in a country like Ireland.
Sometimes when pilgrims go to these places, they experience themselves to be in that minority. Would people going from Ireland or thinking of going to the Holy Land, do you think it's something that they should feel apprehensive about, or how do you think they should approach the prospects of visiting Israel?
I do not think that it's a cause for concern or apprehension. I think it's an opportunity to come from a country in which one is the dominant majority and to enter into a city like Jerusalem where the vast majority of the residents are Jews and Muslims. That this can be an opportunity to encounter other worlds, I might add, to even encounter also the Eastern Christian world, which is not very well known in the Western world. So far from being apprehensive, I would invite people to enter into a city which I often describe as a city of the between. And the between is a place to encounter others. First of all, it's a city between heaven and earth, and obviously a place to encounter God through the holy places, but also through, I might dare to say, the holy people, the people who reside in the city. It's a city which is between East and West, an opportunity to encounter Eastern Christianity. It's a city between past and future, in which history is popping out at you from every corner, and the opportunity to dialogue with history. And it is a city, and this is perhaps what the Western pilgrim might feel, where minorities and majorities meet one another, and that is a very challenging meeting, but I think it has great promise and potential, both for the visitor and for the one who lives in the city.
You speak of yourself as somebody who loves Jerusalem. What do you see as the gift that Jerusalem has to offer to those who visit?
For me, the gift is precisely this meeting place, this place to meet the other God, the other in fellow human beings, all created in the image of God. A saying in Judaism that when a human king mints coins, each one of them is exactly the same. But when the divine king mints coins, namely human beings, each one is unique and different. And Jerusalem offers that opportunity to meet extraordinary differences, meeting and mingling, and this is what gives me my deep love for the city.